Hello, coaches, and welcome to the USA Football Coach Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week, we talked to a state champion. We're here by in-game analytics. We talked to a coach's wife. We are from an FBS coach, and we have the Your Call series live from National Conference. Monday, we have Coach AJ Smith talking about the VAR systems and in-game analytics.
Right, so what you do is normally you need that one guy that's upstairs and he's scripting the play. I did that as a GA for June Jones, UCLA, all the different places I've been at. That's a typical one person. He's scripting the play so you can go back and see what plays you've ran. And that's typically, how many times have I ran mesh? How many times have I ran 95? You know, whatever it is. Okay, that's and you kind of see what you did good at. Okay, now it's to the point where you're scripting all of that. And then what happened to us this year? I'm upstairs. I got our GA doing that. And I'm looking at the data. And it's about after five possessions in the first quarter, I look at it and I go, hey, show me every first down. And we look at first down. They are 100% cover two. And I said, okay, show us our pass concepts. You know, we had tried to run 92. It was averaging 2 yards. We had tried to run 94, which is a sail concept, a flood pattern, and the cover two wasn't working for us, 0 yards. So, you know, about six plays, we had about 3 yards of passing. And I said, Coach Mommy, hey, look at what we have here. Here's our tendency. It's 100% here. And look at the plays. We're averaging like three. And he goes, well, what are the plays? And I read them off to him. And he goes, well, shoot, what's our best cover two play? I said, it's slow go, which is a the corner with the outside guy kind of coming in and out, almost like a scissors pattern. So here comes first and 10. Sure enough, they're in cover two. Three-step drop, look to the slow go side, 60-yard touchdown. And, I mean, that was in-game adjustments based off analytics.
Tuesday, we have state champ Jason McManus talking about his high-powered offense.
We are a no-huddle. We're a no-huddle West Coast run game. Physical downhill run game with air raid pass game principles. You know, when I was a college coach at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, we were NFL West Coast, physical running the football. And then from there, you know, we went to Troy and we incorporated some of the Franklin air raid passing game principles. So we're a combination of physical run game with air raid pass game principles. We strive to be very multiple in our formations, in our tempo, in our personnel, and we want to be crazy balanced offensively. You know, the last 5 years, we've been literally 42-48% run pass. So it's a multiple personnel tempo substitution offense with the physical run game and then the air raid pass game principles. Everything's quarterback driven, and it's been really, really good for us.
Wednesday, we have Kimberly Eck talk about the role of a coach's wife.
You know, the one thing that I try and remember always is that I chose to be married to a coach. But basically, my kids were born into this kind of crazy football life. In the season, I completely agree with you. Coaches' wives wear a lot of hats. And we handle a lot alone while our husbands work, you know, on that next big game. So I personally, over the years, have just preferred to have, like, a career, like, a job that kept me at home. I just think it's important to be that constant support for my children, you know, when my husband works the hours that he does because of football. And I just like to be there for my children, you know, for all their games and track meets and homework. And I just love knowing that they have me anytime to lean on, you know, when their job is just truly, like, so demanding. And I personally think that that's made our family overall happier.
Thursday, we talked to Iowa QB coach Ken O'Keefe about quarterback leadership and positive reinforcement.
You know, you want to catch them doing stuff right. You know, you don't need to be catching them doing stuff wrong. That happens plenty by itself. But we need to be catching, you know, people doing the right things and reinforcing those. And that's why it was so important for, you know, my experience, you know, as a 10-year-old, where those guys had such a knack of catching everybody doing stuff right, being encouraging, you know, making it fun, you know, putting their arms around us, you know, just, you know, helping us through each and every little stage so that we could begin to learn how to love the game and build a passion for the game that lasts a lifetime.
Friday, Keith Grabowski is joined by two coaches at National Conference on the Your Call series. Coaches Yosef Shakir and Kareem Reed.
And I think the biggest thing, you know, really with your kids, the kids have to know that you're committed to them when you take over. People always ask me the number one thing, Coach, what do we need to do? How do we need to do it? You know, I say, hey, man, if the kids in the program know that you trust them and you believe in them and that they can do the same thing for you, everything else will take care of itself. You know? Because the kids are going to talk to the parents.
Yep.
They're gonna talk to the people in the community. They're going to talk to the teachers. The kids are going to talk to all the stakeholders that's going to help them. So if they feel like my coach is honest with me, he treats me fair, and he is getting me better, and he is challenging me, I think then everything else really does flow, and
Absolutely.
Everything comes out of that.
And so I thought, you know, what could be something that we can bring to the table to make our program stand out and be different and attract guys and make them want to be a part of the program? And so the first thing I did was take advantage of social media. We created a Twitter account, and we put everything on there, our workouts, what we were wearing. We did college tours and different camps that our kids were at, and we just took pictures and put it on, and it created a buzz for us, and it kind of, like you said, attracted kids and made people kind of take an interest in Coconut Creek. And then when I got to Westlake, I kind of did the same thing because I felt as if the brand, even though it was known in Atlanta, wasn't known outside of, you know, the 404 area code. And so I wanted to kind of expand the brand, and that was the approach I took with the administration when I interviewed, and it's kind of taken off for us. And again, it's done good things for us and attracted people that want to be a part of it.
Check out our blogs at blogs.usafootball.com. Visit our site for all our systems at footballdevelopment.com, where you can get the contact system and the advanced tackling system. Follow us on Twitter at FBDevCoach. Subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Give us a like and a 5-star review.